Hello and welcome to the Sport 360 Football Podcast. I'm Mark Lomas and we're going to be talking transfers today as we are all week. Today though is the turn of the Bundesliga. Yesterday we spoke about Liga and we're going to have Stefan Ersfeld, ESPN's German football correspondent, on with us later. But first of all, I'm delighted to welcome a man who's more unerring than a Die Nationalmannschaft penalty taker. It's Barney Reid.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, Barney. Great to have you here. As we did yesterday with Liga, and we looked a little bit at PSG first, and we'll look at the champions of the Bundesliga first as well and their transfer activity. Kick things off with Bayern Munich. Seems to only be one place to start with Bayern, so let's talk about Bastian Schweinsteiger. Fee in the region of about £7 million, moved to Manchester United. Obviously a huge, huge part of Bayern Munich, his entire career. What do you think of the move? Good move for club, good move for player?
I personally think it's a good move all round. First of all, it'll be weird seeing Bastian Schweinsteiger in other than a Bayern Munich shirt. Was it 17 years he's been there? Long associated with the club, won so many titles. But to get 7-odd million, it's pretty good. They've got Javi Martinez and Thiago coming back into the side. They've got Xabi Alonso. They don't really have too much need for him, whereas United have a massive need for a centre midfielder, especially of his calibre. All round, I think, is a good deal. I think it'll be obviously hard to replace someone like Schweinsteiger and what he represents for Bayern, but they have such talented players to come in and fill his boots that I think they'll be fine.
It's going to be quite hard, surely, for Schweinsteiger to play second fiddle to Southampton legend Morgan Schneiderlin.
It will be tricky, yeah. But Morgan's got better legs, I think.
As a midfield duo there, though, do you think Manchester United have done good business to get Schweinsteiger in as well?
Very good, yeah. I think that it's changed the whole dynamic of their midfield. We had even discussed previously the fact that over the last, 9 years, you said, United haven't really addressed that problem. And last year it was glaringly obvious when Carrick wasn't there, especially. I think Schweinsteiger in particular, the experience it will bring to the side will be vital.
Interesting, I mean, you talk about Bayern having, you know, plenty of alternatives there in midfield, but could it be perhaps that losing Schweinsteiger from the dressing room could be more of a blow to them than on the pitch?
Without a doubt, yeah. I think it's exactly the same for when Philipp Lahm eventually hangs up his boots. But you put things in place to make sure that you don't feel the loss just as much as other clubs possibly would. As you said, he'll be a big loss as a presence around the club. And I completely agree. More so probably than on the football pitch, even though he's a fantastic footballer.
Another big loss, of course, is Claudio Pizarro. Can't believe they released him after so many years of service to Bayern Munich. Who'd have thought it? Looking at the players Bayern have brought in, I mean, there haven't really been any that have blown fans' socks off, really. Douglas Costa's probably the biggest signing so far. I'm not really sure what to make of that. It seems to me, on the surface, a very un-Guardiola signing.
It really does, yeah. And as you said, it's very unremarkable from Bayern as well. It's Douglas Costa, a 20-year-old Joshua Kimmich, is it? And then a backup keeper to replace Pepe Reina.
Raiding Stuttgart for those two players, yeah. How dare they?
It is very unremarkable. And Douglas Costa, as well, you say, not very Guardiola at all. Is he going to put shifts in, week out? Is he? I don't know if it's... I don't really know what to make of it, to be honest. Maybe in the long term, he's still only 24, isn't he? Is he still 24? In the long term, maybe he's heir apparent to Robin or Ribery, but I'm not too sure about that. Really not.
Let's get the view now of a man who's definitely in the know and who's paid a lot of attention to Bayern Munich. It's ESPN FC's German football correspondent, Stefan Ersfeld.
So, top three major transfers, maybe. We've got Douglas Costa coming in from Shakhtar Donetsk. Pretty expensive player, 30 million. Joined Bayern Munich, which is weird given they're looking for a successor for Ribery, who's been out injured for months, but Costa's playing on the right. Not sure where it's going to fit in at the Guardiola system, but it's ever changing. Probably the biggest transfer incoming so far.
Douglas Costa, I mean, do you envisage that being a success? Is he going to be sort of a Brazilian who succeeds, or are we looking at more like a failure?
We had one previous transfer coming in from Shakhtar Donetsk, Henrik Mkhitaryan to Borussia Dortmund 2 seasons ago. It took him a load of time to adjust to Bundesliga, hasn't adjusted in 2 years, basically. Lucas Kasser doesn't seem to be tactically trained to Guardiola's standards, so it's going to be a lot of hard work for him to get into the team, especially given he is a player for the right wing. Find a new position on the left wing where he's going to be replacing Franck Ribéry, and it also brings up the question I'm probably going to talk about later, where to play Mario Götze or whether he will still play for Bayern Munich. It's going to be an interesting season overall for Bayern Munich, and it's an expensive transfer, but they said they've got 100 million euros to splash out this window, and it's only 30 million, so it's a lot of money still left for them.
Are we looking at a new Giovanni Elber?
I don't think so, no. Giovanni Elber played in Bundesliga before he joined Bayern Munich, and actually the last Brazilian that he signed to was not playing in Bundesliga before was Breno, who infamously left after setting fire to his own home. But he came directly from Brazil, so at least Costa played in Europe for a while. But he played in the Ukraine League, had Champions League experience. Still, I doubt he's going to have a major impact from day one on.
Okay, who else has caught your eye?
There's been one interesting transfer of direction by Bayer Leverkusen to Borussia Dortmund, Gonzalo Castro. Consistent midfielder, very versatile. He can play at right back, central midfield, holding midfield. 27 years of age, a very experienced guy. He's going to bring some stability to Dortmund's midfield, probably holding midfield, in a team which has been hit by injuries over the past few years, especially at that position with Gundogan out for a while and Sebastian Kehl now finishing his career, Nuri Sahin not finding his feet at Dortmund. It's a very, very decent transfer, 11 million euros buyout clause, and Castro actually hopes to get back into the national team by making this move. He played briefly towards the 2010 World Cup, but then was left out of the squad. So it's going to bring new stability to Dortmund, and Leverkusen brought in Christoph Kramer instead, which is not the worst thing to do. He was on loan at Borussia Mönchengladbach for 2 seasons, so that's a decent replacement. And they also signed Lars Stindl from... No, that's Gladbach signed Stindl from Hannover, so it's a domino effect in the league. Loads of midfielders changing clubs this summer.
Who would be your third and final pick?
It's going to be Firmino off to Liverpool from the great club Hoffenheim. Never had any impact in Europe, never played in Europe, had this one brief season when they were promoted to the top league, but actually spent the winter break close to the very top of the league. But other than that, never had any impact. But this player has been consistent over 2 years, set up goals, he moves fast, good passing, and he can also score, like some have seen with the Brazil international team, where he's become a mainstay in recent months. So, and it's 41 million off to Liverpool, a lot of money for him, but Premier League has that sort of money these days.
A quick question about Hoffenheim, who's left. I mean, I was just looking through the list of transfers in and out. Hertha Berlin have only 3 in, 3 out. Hoffenheim 15 in and 15 out.
it's a lot. They tend to do that. They signed one goalkeeper from, I think it was Austria, and directly loaning on to Lecha Gdańsk, Marko Maric, and... So they tend to bring in a lot of players, but they make some good signings from within the league. They brought in Jonathan Schmidt. He's a winger from FC Freiburg, who have been relegated, but he played pretty good for them in the past 2 years. And he's a French, but he lives close to the border. He wanted to stay down south, where Hoffenheim is located in Germany. It's a good signing. They brought in Fabian Scher from Basel, who's got Champions League experience. And, of course, selling also for players. But that's their idea of football, finding the right team. Ever since, actually, they've been promoted. We've got loads of loan players who have returned and but have left already. And maybe the major transfer for them outgoing is Andreas Beck, their former captain, who was demoted by the coach and now has joined Beşiktaş Istanbul. But it's a weird transfer business they're doing.
Looking at the wider Bundesliga, I mean, who do you look so far? Obviously, we're only sort of not even middle of the way through July yet, but in your opinion, which team, which club do you think has done the best business so far?
It's probably Leverkusen. They signed players early on, brought in Ramalho from Red Bull Salzburg, who has been with Coach Schmidt for a while at Salzburg. They signed Papadopoulos from Schalke 04 on a permanent deal. And again, a private player, Nemedi. He's a good attacker and replaces Grimmitsch, who left for Borussia Mönchengladbach, but the Swiss international was an Arsenal target last season. Just had a horrible season. So, and obviously they get Christoph Kramer. And also after Borussia Dortmund's Sven Bender, who would then reunite with Lars Bender, who's already there, the twin brothers. So they've done decent business, and also acquiring Jonathan Tah, a 19-year-old centre-back talent from Hamburg SV, just negotiating the deal, and it's like between 6 and 8 million euros, and they're going to find an arrangement for that. So they look all set for another Champions League season and maybe a deeper run than they usually have, which always ends at the round of last 16.
Obviously, the speculation is going to continue between now and September, when beginning of September, end of August, when the transfer window closes. What have been the rumours that have been flying around the last couple of weeks? What's hot off the press in the Bundesliga in terms of players in or out?
I think the most likely transfer is Mario Götze out of Bayern Munich. His agent has been chatty in the past, saying didn't really fit at Bayern and that Guardiola didn't play him and there's no confidence in him. So this could actually end his 2 years at Bayern. We've got Ciro Immobile at Borussia Dortmund, who's unhappy and set away 50 metres from the team on the current Asia tour. So he's been linked with Sevilla and should leave the club sometime soon. We only today had Kevin Trapp, Frankfurt goalie, one of the many good German keepers who left football, Paris. And it's pretty quiet, the transfer window so far.
You mentioned Götze there as one potential departure. I mean, what sort of clubs have been linked with Götze, and where could you see him potentially going if he does leave Bayern?
Initially, he actually has been linked with a return to Dortmund, but everybody slammed that. That's not going to happen, for obvious reasons. So it's not going to happen because he returned the club 2 years ago. So he could be off to Premier League, like so many players leaving for Premier League this summer. Arsenal have been linked with him, as well as Manchester United. The problem is, he hasn't really impressed in Bundesliga or in Champions League last season. So people might remember him for this goal against Argentina almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
But other than that, he has had a pretty disastrous 2015 so far. So he might have to think about where he wants to go and what kind of mentality he wants to bring into his new club when he decides to leave. But I guess he'll be off to Premier League when should he leave.
That was ESPN FC's Bundesliga correspondent there, Stefan Ersfeld. Just before we go, Barney, just touching on one thing that Stefan was talking about there is Mario Götze. I mean, obviously, scoring the winning goal in the World Cup final, you thought big things were going to come, another season under Guardiola, and he hasn't really done the business, and now he's being linked with other clubs. Where do you see him potentially going? Where could he fit in around some of the other big clubs in Europe?
I think someone like Götze will fit in anywhere. He's a absolutely...
It's a very on-the-fence answer, Bonnie. I want you to tell me some clubs.
Tell you some clubs. Arsenal. I think he'd be a great addition to Arsenal. They obviously have a number of attacking midfielders, but I think he's much more a complete footballer than they already have. Someone like PSG, which we talked about yesterday, going forward, they have the likes of Pastore and Moura, who are generally inconsistent, whereas Götze is very much German in his consistency. But I, as you said about Guardiola as well, he's just not quite given him a full run at things, and I think after the World Cup, many are surprised by it. Whether he'll go or not, though... I don't think they'd be too keen to release him, would they?
We'll see.
We'll see. We will see.
Thanks very much, Barney. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, of course, to Stefan as well. Of course, you can have your say on Twitter. It's at Sport360. We want to hear your opinions, of course, on all things Bundesliga, all things Liga, and all of the major European leagues transfers. We want hashtag 360 transfers or hashtag 360 fans you can use and have your say. That's all for today, but we'll be back tomorrow with Serie A.